Good day, goeiedag, molo en makai, dumelang, sanbanani, South Africa, apsheni, indimacheroni. You're listening to Elevated with myself, Jenna Lee Bilong. And how great it is that we get to meet again right here on your favorite Christian radio station, Radio Pulpit. Ek wil net daarom vinnig baie dankie sê vir Mosselbaaise mense. Ek was verlede week daar julle. En toe hoor ek Mosselbaaise mense sê hulle luister. Hulle luister vir Elevated en hulle so geseen deur al die getuienis wat hier gedeel word. Hulle so geseen. Baie dankie vir elkeen van julle wat vir my elke week laat weet julle luister. Hi. Ek is nou nog geskok as mense vir my sê hulle luister. Dankie. Ek waardeer dit so baie. 'N Vinnige herinnering dat jy kan aansluit by ons WhatsApp kanaal, asseblief tog moenie vergeet nie. Gaan sluit aan by Radio Kansel se WhatsApp kanaal sodat jy kan notifications kry van nuwe podcasts, van programme, van gaste en sovoorts. Maak seker dat jy aansluit en dat jy ook na die potgooie luister van die onderhoude. Ek het 'n lekker program wat vir jou voorlê. Ek het 'n onderhoud met een van die finaliste. It's an interview with one of the finalists of Miss Teen Universe South Africa. She joins me on the line in a bit, sharing her testimony. So beautiful, so brave. I don't want to preempt it. Just make sure that you stay tuned. I'm also going to be paying tribute to Michelle Ferguson in a little bit, one of our guests that joined us here on Elevated last year, December, I think it was, when she shared her testimony. And we've got some good music lined up for you today. I've got Tim Godfrey featuring Travis Green with Nara. It's become a classic one now. Chris Tomlin with Holy Forever. Colin Maluleke featuring Kayam Teto with Amazulu. And Brandon Lake with Rest on Us. So, bly ingeskakel, maak jouself rustig. It's going to be a good hour in the presence of the Lord. It's Friday, or maybe you're catching the repeat on Sunday. It can only get better. Let's start it with Tim Godfrey and Travis Green's Nara. Stay with us. I'll be right back. Now, today I have the very, very tough task to share with you some sad yet joyous news. Joyous in the sense that we know exactly where she is, but sad in the sense that we mourn together with her family, her husband Basil, and her children, grandchildren as well. One of the guests that we've interviewed here on Elevated, Michelle Ferguson, a remarkable woman of God, she has gone to be with the Lord. She faced the daunting prospects of brain surgery with unwavering courage and an unshakable belief in miracles. And she came in December of 2023 to testify that even in the face of life-altering challenges, miracles are possible. So in today's episode, just for a moment before we are joined by another guest, I want to take you back to some of Michelle's testimony. It was a powerful episode. It's available on podcast. Go to radiopulpit.co.za. She shared her testimony of extraordinary resilience, faith, and love. And I thought I'll share a little bit of that with her in honor of Michelle Ferguson. Thank you, Michelle, for sharing your testimony with us here on Radio Pulpit, sharing your faith with us and stirring up faith and hope and the belief that miracles are possible. May you rest in eternal glory. Let's listen in. Now, let's perhaps start right at the beginning for our listeners. Who is Michelle? Where did she grow up? Tell me a bit about your upbringing and where you are from.
I was born in Johannesburg and lived my whole life here in Johannesburg. I'm a mom, a wife. I have four incredible children. They're all married. I have five grandchildren and one on the way.
Wow, that is
And I'm a child of God.
Let's talk about that last part. First of all, congratulations on the new grandchild that is on the way. But let's also look a bit into that last part. You say that you are a child of God. Where did you meet Jesus, and when did your journey with God really start?
I was really blessed to have two of the most incredible grandmothers who were an absolute inspiration. I received the Lord when I was only 8 years old, because of my incredible grandmothers. They were re my dad's mom was the most amazing lady. She was a prayer warrior. She was up at 4 o'clock every morning praying for her family. And her mom was also an incredible prayer warrior.
And when I listen to you describe your grandmothers, them being prayer warriors, and the impact that had on you, what are some of the lessons, Michelle, that you learned from your grandmothers that you hope to also teach your grandchildren and instill in them?
Well, the one thing I always said to my great grandmother was, why is life so difficult? Why do we have to go through so many hardships? And she looked at me with her loving eyes and she said, Shaylee, God is creating you. He is your potter. And in his hands, you are being created into the person that he needs you to be.
Amen. That is so beautiful, to know that everything is part of the pottery process. Now, Michelle, there came a time in your life, quite recently, that everything was turned upside down. Can you maybe take us back to the first time when you discovered that incident where you discovered, that not that everything is not okay?
It was the 28th of May this year. I was getting ready for church, and I had a massive seizure. I had had no inkling before that that there was anything wrong. It happened out of the blue. And I woke up on the bathroom floor.
You woke up on the bathroom floor, and do tell me about your husband that morning. Where was he when all of this happened?
We go to Doxadeo, and he had gone to the morning service, which was the Afrikaans service, and he was coming back to collect me for the English service. So he was in the service when I tried to contact him after waking up on the floor. Didn't take my call at first, and then realized that there was something wrong when he saw my text of help. I then got a phone call from him, which he says made, when I spoke to him, made absolutely no sense, and he knew that there was something terribly wrong. So he rushed home to take me to hospital.
Now, Michelle, it sounds just like a normal thing that you were able to pick up your phone and call your husband or text your husband help. But anybody who has any understanding of having a seizure, you being in that state, would understand that it's a miracle that somehow in the bathroom, on the floor, you managed to get hold of your phone. Do you see it as a miracle as well?
I do because I don't recall taking my phone into the bathroom. So that in itself is a miracle.
Oh, glory to God. I hope, listeners, that as the story unfolds, you will see the hand of God every step of the way. What happened next, Michelle? You guys went to the hospital, and what unfolded in the hospital?
My husband took me to the Wilgehovel Hospital, which is the hospital near us. And in the hospital, the doctor said I would have to have a CT scan, which I had. The results came back, and he spoke to Basil and said, this does not look good at all. It looks like there's a tumor that is enmeshed in the brain and possibly cancerous. And at that point, my poor husband literally collapsed. He, thank heavens, my daughter Roxanne was at the hospital with him, and she could take over having to make decisions on what the doctors had said. We unfortunately don't have medical aid, and so the hospital would not release me until I had a bed at a government hospital. They spent the better part of an hour phoning hospitals, and eventually a bed was found at Barra, which in itself is a miracle because you normally wait up to 3 months to get a bed at Barra.
Do you remember, besides your husband Basil collapsing and your daughter having to support him, Michelle, do you remember what went through your heart and your mind when you got the news, from the doctors?
The Lord cushioned me through this whole time. I have very little recollection of that entire day. I literally woke up in Barra in the ward the next day. I didn't go through all the trauma of the casualty section of Barra, where my poor family had to watch the most terrible stuff. People coming in with the most terrible accidents, and I remember none of that. I literally woke up in the ward the next morning, which in itself was a miracle for me because I would not have gone to Barra if I had known that that was the hospital that I would be put into, because I'd had the most terrible experience at the Helen Joseph. And so I was terrified to go back to any government hospital. So the Lord cushioned me, he shielded me, he led this whole thing of me going to Barra. When I woke up in the ward, I wasn't even scared. I wasn't freaked out. I was totally calm. It was as if God had his arms around me the entire time.
That is incredible. And you also speak about the miracle of God guiding you through your daughter and helping you to get out of the hospital so that you could have a scan, and the role that that played in this incredible healing process that you went through. Michelle, can you take us through that, please?
When I was at Barra, they told my family that I would need to have an MRI scan. And unfortunately, Barra only has one MRI machine. So some of the people had been waiting for up to 3 months to have a scan. My family asked the doctors if they could do it privately. Not that we had the money, because we actually didn't. But the doctors at first said absolutely no, and then a few hours later came back and said, yes, we'll allow it. You can't generally leave the ward because they give away your bed, but God again stepped in and they allowed me to go and have a private MRI. My family put out word, family and friends paid, they put the money in. That was a miraculous event as well. There was more than enough money to cover an MRI and any post-op stuff that I would need.
After you went back with the results of the MRI, what then unfolded?
Well, let me tell you about the MRI, because that is a God miracle in itself. My family immediately set about trying to find the cheapest place for an MRI. Basil's sister happened to mention to my daughter that one of their cousins worked for a hospital in Kempton Park. And so my youngest daughter, Rakayla, phoned him. And he said, look, he'd probably be able to organize a 50% discount on the MRI. I went on the day of the MRI. I went to have the MRI done, and when we got the invoice, it was for nothing. Another of God standing, Jehovah Jireh stepping in and taking over. It was miraculous. I mean, an MRI costs upward of 30,000 rand, and they blessed me with not having to pay for it.
And that MRI also enabled the doctors then at Baragwanath Hospital to continue with the brain surgery that you needed. Tell
Yeah.
us about that.
The MRI was done and the doctors were looking at it. The following Thursday, after I'd had the MRI done, they said, we'll be doing the operation. Unfortunately, the operation was postponed three times before they actually came to me and said, okay, we're doing it now. By this time, I had been in Barra for 6 weeks, waiting for the operation. So, the Lord in had his hand because he chose the most incredible doctor to do the operation. And it took those 6 weeks for him to be able to be the one to do it. So again, God's hand stepping in.
Now you are healed by the grace of God. You are sharing your testimony about the goodness and the grace of God, how God is involved in every step of the way. But I'd like to know from you, what do you hope our listeners who hear your testimony today, your family, your children, everybody who is a witness of how you went from undergoing major brain surgery to being a major blessing to many, many people, thousands of people that listen to the show. What do you hope they get from your testimony? What do you hope they take away from your story, Michelle?
I hope that you see who God is, that you see his love and his mercy is everlasting, that he is the God of the miraculous, that he is the God of suddenlies, that he can in 1 second change your life. He is, without him, truly, what are we? What are we?
Thank you so much for listening to Elevated on Radio Pulpit with myself, Jenna Lee Belong. I'm so excited to get to know the following young lady better, who's making very, very big moves for God. Oikanyega Moretse is a 16-year-old, beautiful young lady studying at Grenville High School, and she's a finalist in Miss Teen Universe South Africa. We're going to find out more about her now and also some of the projects that she is doing. Thank you so much for joining me, Oyekanyeha. Let's start with the meaning of that name. For our listeners' sake, I had to ask her, how do you pronounce this name, Oyekanyeha? Please tell us all about your name and its meaning and where you're from.
My name, as you've heard, is Oikenyeha Moretsi. My name means faithful or trustworthy, and I'm from Rustenburg in the Northwest Province.
Oh, that is absolutely lovely. And now you are part of Miss Teen Universe South Africa. What made you decide to take part of it?
I wanted to see a change in South Africa because me alone as Oikenyeha, I can't make that change if I don't have a platform that can help me. So I decided to join Miss Teen Universe South Africa so that I have a platform that enables me to make that change.
And have you always been interested in beauty and pageantry, Oikanyeha, or is this something that you just recently discovered?
I wouldn't say I've always been interested in it, but I would say yes. Yeah, that's all I can say about it.
All right, all right. So you've not always been interested in it, but it's something
Yeah.
that there's always been something in you that knew that you would do it.
Yes.
Now let's talk about your relationship with God, because I was intrigued by your email because you explained that you are a finalist in Miss Teen Universe, but then you spoke of a project that you want to do, the KK Initiative, but you emphasized that this initiative is a Christian-based initiative. Tell us about your relationship with God. Where did it start?
I'm a born again Christian. Since when was it? 2 years back, in grade 8. When I started the KK Initiative, I didn't want it to just be an initiative that helps individuals, but I wanted it to be a Christian-based initiative where I bring back souls to the Lord, meaning that I tell individuals about Jesus Christ, not only help them, but tell them about the Lord that I serve. So, yeah, that's the reason I started KK Initiative.
All right, let's go back to 2 years ago. That would have meant that you would be 14 years old, Oyikanyega, when you got born again. Tell us how that happened.
Well, my mom and my stepdad are both pastors, right? Yes. So I've always been surrounded by Christians, and I've always lived in a Christian-based home. But I decided that I want to be a born again because I want to be different amongst my group of friends. Although as young as I was, I did not know a lot, but I took it upon myself that I want to follow the Lord and I want to be a Christian. Then since then I've been a born again Christian.
That's absolutely lovely. And also, let's talk about being a pastor's kid. That can't be easy, eh? I know that sometimes being a pastor's kid can be very, very tough. What was that like for you growing up?
It was tough because I would say that a lot of little kids looked up to me as the pastor's kid, because of my parents, of course, and there were certain things that I was not allowed to do as a pastor's kid. But growing up, I feel like it has changed me to, I don't know, that has had a positive impact in my life. Being a pastor's kid is so great now that I know the true meaning of Christianity. So, yes.
When you say being a pastor's kid is great now that you know the true meaning of Christianity, what do you mean by that? What is the true meaning of Christianity?
True meaning of Christianity is, let me start off by saying this, that Christianity is not an easy road to take, honestly speaking. You have to pray every day. You have to have an intimate relationship with the Lord. And when I was young, I did not know, okay, I did know praying, but I did not know it as much as I do right now. I did not know what fasting and tithes were as a young child. And since now I've grown, I would say that I love Christianity as a whole because of what I got to learn about it.
And I'm wondering, how do you know that God is real? I'm asking you that because sometimes when you are young, people will say, oh, you just believe in it because your parents believed in it. But how do you know that God and Jesus is real?
Because of the encounters I had with him in my life. By encounters, I say that, for instance, I had heart problems as a child, and I almost, okay, I wouldn't say died, but yes, that almost happened to me. And by the miracle of God, I still live. I don't know how to explain the existence of the Lord, but I feel like, yeah, I don't know how to explain the existence of the Lord, honestly speaking, but I know that God is there, and yes.
My baby, you did it so well, explaining that you know through the encounters you've had with God, because that's exactly how even those of us who've walked with the Lord for many, many years, that's how we know He's real, because we've encountered Him. He's healed us as He healed
Yes.
you, for instance. He has saved us. So encounters, you answered it so well. That's how we know that God is real. You mentioned something now quickly about your heart. Do you mind just, if that's okay with you, telling us a little bit more about that, what happened through that process?
Well, I was told that you see the amniotic sac, yes. So it popped while I was still in my mother's stomach. So all the fluid and everything got into my lungs, and so yeah, I had to be resuscitated, I think. Then from then onwards, I had heart and lung problems, but since I think 2018, everything has been like very good and great, thanks to the Lord, of course.
Amen and amen. What a remarkable young woman. We're talking to Oyi Kanyega Moretsi. She's from Rustenburg and she is a finalist in Miss Teen Universe South Africa. We're going to take a very quick break. When we return, we'll talk to her about her KK initiative. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Elevated with myself, Jenna Lee Belong. On the line with me today is our guest, a very intelligent, brave young girl, 16 years old, a finalist in Miss Teen Universe South Africa, all the way from Rustenburg. Her name is Oyi Kanyega Moretsi. Oyi Kanyega, you sent us an email explaining that you would like to speak more about your initiative. First of all, I want to ask you, what do you think it takes for somebody to be brave the way that you are? Because you're just 16 years old, but yet you sent the email yourself to Radio Pulpit. You reached out, you entered Miss Teen Universe. What does it take to be brave like Uyi Kanyega?
Honestly speaking, I wouldn't say I know what takes to be brave because I grew up as a very, how can I place it? I grew up as a kid that had low self-esteem and I was very much in my shell. But when I saw that, oh, here's a change that I can make, I had the confidence. Lord knows where I took that confidence, but I had the confidence to actually step up and be like, oh, let me do modeling and yes, get a platform to help me.
That's amazing. And I'm wondering whether you've ever encountered bullying, because I know for the younger generation, bullying is a very big thing. Online social media bullying is a very big thing. Have you ever experienced that? And what was it like? How did you overcome it?
I have experienced bullying because of my tiny body. I'm very skinny and I've been bullied about that in primary school, in the beginning of high school. And it's very difficult. Hey, you're gonna cry about it. It's gonna be very painful. But the minute that you start realizing that there are certain things you can't change about yourself, you start embracing them even more. And yeah, you start having a lot of confidence in that. Bullying is honestly not okay, and I do not stand by bullying, but it has helped me grow to the individual or the girl that I am right now. So,
And what would you say to somebody who might be bullying people, whether it is at school, but also in your workplace? What would your message be to bullies?
I would say, look at yourself first before you decide to bully other people. I would say that there are certain things that a person cannot change about themselves. And if you bully themselves, if you bully that specific individual about that, what does it say about you? You're going to grow up and become somebody else out there. Would you feel proud about bullying somebody else looking back at the years, at your younger years? So, yeah.
Beautiful message there by our guest today here on Elevated on Radio Pulpit. Now I want you to tell us about your KK initiative, because that was one of the key focus areas of your email, saying that you just launched the KK initiative and you'd like to really just share more about it. What are you trying to achieve with the KK initiative? What are you doing?
Well, the KK Initiative is a an in, a initiative that is based on human rights that not only focuses on the rights of children, but the rights of any individual as a whole. I do not want to focus on children alone, but every other individual, because everybody needs help some way, and I'm willing to offer that help. So yes, I'm the owner. I'm the CEO and founder of the KK Initiative, and I started it at 15 years, meaning that I started it last year.
And what does that KK stand for?
It stands for Kanye. I do not want to place it as Kanye alone, because they're gonna be like, oh, you stole somebody else's name. So I was like, oh, let me just call it the KK Initiative, and I took both the K's from my name.
Oh, that is incredible. You're saying that you are focusing on educating people on their rights, on human rights of every single person. How do you think, or how do you plan to do that practically? Is it through projects? You want to go speak in communities at schools? How do you practically plan to do that?
Yes, that's my plan moving forward, to go educate children at schools, to go to old age homes, to go to public events and speak about human rights. And yeah.
That's absolutely amazing. I think my last question to you is that you are a finalist in Miss Teen Universe South Africa. How do we support you? How do we support your journey as listeners, as Christians, as your family?
Well, you can support my journey by voting for me. In a public platform, I'll share it in any websites available. It's a public voting platform, and also there's a what's this? There's a fee platform for the Miss Teen Universe South Africa, but I prefer people to vote for me on the public platform. And yeah, just support my journey throughout.
And where do people find out more about you? Your social media, how do we find you?
I have Instagram and Facebook. My name on Instagram is Owami underscore INC, and on Facebook it's Oikenye Gamoretsi.
Let's try that Instagram handle again. Just say it again. How do we spell it?
OWAMI underscore INC.
Underscore IMC
INC
for Nelly.
Incorporated.
O Inc. There we have it. Owami Inc. So it's OWAMI underscore INC for Inc. And I'm literally with you now, listeners, on her page as well. She is a Miss Teen Universe South Africa finalist. The votes are R5 each. You can go out and vote for her. All the details are on her social media. And she also shared with us this morning about some of her experience on bullying, her relationship with God, and her plans for her KK initiative. Owami, thank you so much for your time. We really do appreciate
So
it.
much for having
Tyd om te groet. Kan jy dit glo? Brandon Lake met Rest on Us wat die program vir ons afsluit. Ons het ook geluister na Colin Maluleke featuring Kaam Tetua, sa AmaZulu, Chris Tomlin with Holy Forever, and Tim Godfrey and Travis Green started today's Elevated for Us with Nara. Thank you so much to each and every single one of you that tune in to Radio Pulpit, and thank you for reaching out to me and like our guest today, putting up your hand and saying, I want to share my story. I want to share my testimony. We don't know how much time we have left to make a difference for God in this earth, but for as long as He wants us here, we need to make the best of every moment, the best of our testimony. Share it far and wide. Let people know that Jesus is alive, like Michelle did, that He's alive within us, and that He's still doing miracles every single day. Stir up hope, leave a legacy of faith like Michelle did. And I'm so proud of the young girl who also shared with us today. You can listen to these conversations again. It's available on podcast. Go to radiopulpit.co.za and moenie asseblief dat jy mis die geleenthede wat ons vir jou skep nie. Gaan na die WhatsApp kanaal toe en sluit daaraan sodat jy ingelig kan bly. Hou aan uitreik na my toe as daar 'n getuienis is wat jy graag wil deel. If you want to share your testimony, please reach out to me. I would love to create the platform for you to do so. If a 16-year-old can do it, then surely you can do it too. You can send an email to gospel@radiopulpit.co.za, and they are always so kind to send it back to me. You can also reach me at connect at belong, B-I-L-O-N-G .co.za. I'm at Lady Belong on all social media platforms. And ons loop mekaar daar raak. Maak seker dat jy ingeskakel bly hier op Radio Kansel, want vir die volgende paar uur, wel 24/7, bring ons vir jou Christelike luistergenot wat jou stig, man. So maak seker dat jy ingeskakel bly. 'N geseënde naweek vir jou verder, as dit Vrydag is, maar as jy na die herhaling luister, 'n geseënde week vir jou. Kom ons maak 'n verskil vir die Here, net daar waar hy ons geplant het. Tot ek en jy weer gesels, goedheid en guns, goodness and mercy. Good day.